Anti-gunners promote gun violence? Hypocrites. No free man shall ever be disbarred the use of arms. Thomas Jefferson said that, Virginia Constitution, Draft 1, in 1776. It is interesting to me to see the blatant hypocrisy of them that are to serve the people when they attempt to try and do a disservice by asking us, we the people, to do the opposite of what it is that they themselves do. For example, the People's Pope, of all people, was in America attempting to perpetuate global anti-gun propaganda? What does the Pope have to do with guns, you might ask? That's what I'm asking. Exactly. Aside of the obvious, Pope Francis is the one who said, people who manufacture weapons or invest in weapons industries are hypocrites if they call themselves Christians. Yet I noticed that he had 18 armed gun-toting Secret Service members protecting himself from the people that he is supposed to serve. Oh, and P.S., along with the bulletproof glass on his car, it's funny because I didn't see Jesus doing that when he was serving the people. What of the current president, Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Satoru? He said that he wants to keep America safe, therefore he wants to stop gun violence. Well, how does he want to do that? Well, he wants to disarm you. This all the while, he has 25 armed Secret Service in view when he goes public to prevent himself from the people, again, that he is to serve? William Pitt the Younger, in a speech in the House of Commons, November 18, 1783, said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Tench Cox said in the Philadelphia Federal Gazette, June 18, 1789, as civil rulers, not having their duty to the people before them, may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. Since when is it government's business to attempt to strip the rights of the American people away from them? It isn't. Neither do they have the constitutional authority to do so. Thomas Jefferson said, the Constitution of most of our states and of the United States assert that all power is inerrant in the people, that they may exercise it by themselves, that it is their right and duty to be at all times armed. Samuel Adams, who happened to say, in the Massachusetts Ratifying Convention in 1788, the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. So therefore, apparently, the above said, these anti-gunners have not read the Bill of Rights, which are, in truth, thou shall not to those that serve we the people. But, and I said but, if the government can get you asking the wrong questions, well, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. The way they do this is to create an unlawful debate. A debate where they desire to gut the pith and marrow out of your God-given rights in an attempt, again, to disarm you. Remember what John F. Kennedy said. He said, the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. So let me reiterate, government does not have a right to tear down the Constitution and its enumerated laws in an attempt to recreate one that fits a global agenda and a global government. Oh, speaking of which, what of the United Nations? The United Nations would have you believe that they are there to keep the peace, but if you take the time to pull their cover, you will see the peace they mean to keep is through arms. The gun with a knotted snub nose on a pistol in front of the headquarters in New York contradicts their message outside of their building. Because when you go inside of the building, guess what's standing there? Armed guards protecting the workers within with guns from guess who? Anybody that would intrude and bring harm. To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. George Mason referencing advice given to the British Parliament by Pennsylvania Governor Sir William Keith. The debates in the several states' conventions on the adoption of the federal constitution, June 14, 1788. And there is only one reason, folks. There would be a global gun initiative to disarm all citizens. Roger Sherman, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, signer of the Constitution, stated, "I believe that there is only one living and true God, existing in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are revelation from God. That God did send his own Son to become a man, die in the room and stead of sinners, and thus to lay a foundation for the offer of pardon and salvation to all mankind, so all may be saved who are willing to accept the gospel offer." Roger also stated that sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Let me get into this really quick so you can see what's going on here. Folks, both Jews and Muslims will come together under the religious banner to gain strength behind the Noahide laws, calling Christianity idolatry, okay? Trump, being a Chadbed Lubavitch Jew, will enact the Noahide laws. This is coming from the Hodge twins. It's interesting because, you know, we've given you quotes by rabbis that say it's the Zionists that are behind the use of the Muslims as mercenaries, as a broom to sweep away their political opposition, in so many words. And it's exactly what we're seeing. As a matter of fact, I'll just go ahead and punch this up right next to it. And there's the exact quote, Rabbi David Toto. "The Jewish Messiah will only appear once Europe and Christianity is totally destroyed. Never going to happen. So I ask you, is it good news that Islam invades Europe?" He said, "It is excellent news. Islam is the broom of Israel." They're paid mercenaries, friends. That's why they're making entry into countries. Some will say, "Bradley, you're just trying to scare us." Here, let me ask you something. When I go ahead and take a gander, reading Deuteronomy 28 through 50 through 52, I just want to ask you, is the Lord trying to scare us, or is he trying to tell us to get it right? "A nation of a fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he that shall eat the fruit of thy cattle," listen carefully, "and the fruit of your land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave either corn, wine, or oil, or the increases of thy kine, or the flocks of thy sheep, until you have been destroyed." This is under the judgments of God. Wait, I'm not done yet. Verse 52, Deuteronomy 28, "And he shall besiege thee," that means a slow takeover, "in all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustedest throughout all the land, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee." Now, I don't know if it's just me or not, but is anybody paying attention to what's going on over in Europe? And I'm laughing at the scoffers. I'm laughing at those that are mocking the message, because I don't think that there's anybody that can deny what's going on over in the UK. For those that can see what's going on social media platforms, what people are seeing here, I'm just going to go ahead and turn this down because it's a visual, but on sonsoflibertymedia.com and beforeitsnews.com, what people are viewing right now, affiliates, is all the individuals in the new local government of modern London. And it says right under there, right under the headline, the replacement is also complete. They're all Muslims, friends. This is all bought and paid for by yours truly, the Muslims. Now, again, I know people don't want to hear that, but here, let me give a lot of you a check as to what's in fact going on here in the United States of America, because you need to pay attention to what's going on over in the UK, because it's exactly what's beginning to happen here in the United States. Listen.
Muslim. The mayor of Birmingham is a Muslim. The mayor of Leeds is Muslim. The mayor of Blackburn is Muslim. The mayor of Sheffield is Muslim. The mayor of Oxford is a Muslim. The mayor of Luton is a Muslim. The mayor of Oldham is a Muslim. The mayor of Rochdale is a Muslim. All of this was achieved by only 4 million Muslims out of this.
All of this was achieved by 4 million Muslims out of the population in the UK of 66 million people. Let's go back and listen to what Bradley's told you 1,000 times over. Are they being voted in? Absolutely not. They're not being voted in. They're being installed by the Zionists to do exactly what's happening there. 4 million Muslims overtaking the population of 66 million people. Are you going to suggest to me that the 66 million people voted in all these Muslims to become their mayors? You do understand, people, that Goyim, white Europeans, are the problem, America. You do understand that, right? And you do understand that both the Zionists and also the Muslims mean to enslave the white man. You do understand that. I just want to make clear, because there's nobody laughing right now after they see what's happening over on in the UK. So for those that think that somehow or another what's going on here in America is a joke and it's happening just by chance, no, my Lord is sovereign both in the blessings and in the cursings, and it's where we're at today. Let's listen to the rest of this. Especially of you that are laughing about it right now, look what's happening in the UK by less than 4 million Muslims and how they've taken over that country.
66 million people in England. Today in England, there are over 3,000
You have over 3,000 mosques, America.
There are over 130 Sharia courts in England. And there are more than 50 Sharia councils. 78% of Muslim women do not work and receive...
94.2% of the Muslims that have come into America are on welfare. That means they're living off the dole and you're paying for it.
State support and free accommodation.
This is the UK.
63% of Muslims do not work and receive state support and free housing. State-supported Muslim families have an average of 6 to 8 children who all receive free accommodation.
See, all free accommodations. It's not free. Folks, for those that try to tell you, especially your said representatives that like to talk about how they're giving aid and it's free, do remember that your said representatives are reallocating your tax dollars, stealing it from you, and then giving it to those that are in many cases here on the behalf of transgressing their law. In other words, they're treasonous, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. And not only that, folks, but they're also stealing your money. We see that that's what's transpiring here in the United States of America concerning what's being uncovered, Luke 12:2. So in the UK right now, the Muslims, it's almost complete, say they. They're completely taken over by a small percentage. And again, don't think for one moment, friends, that they're actually being voted in by the people. They're not being voted in. They're being installed, friends, because this is what the CIA, the M15, the Mossad, this is what they do. They destabilize nations. And the way they do that is they take these foreign leaders and they put them into office to begin to, use them as a political battering ram to upend those nations and who they are and what it is that they believe. Okay, we have to get this right because it's really not a joke. And again, what this comes down to, friends, you're seeing a manifestation almost in its fullness as to what's going on in England right now. And you're seeing the beginning steps of it right now. So you better get rid of the leaven concerning the lump, that the whole lump might be holy, friends. It needs to be purged out now. And friends, you need to share this message. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Henry Knox, Revolutionary War General and Secretary of War, he said, "First, I think it proper to express my unshaken opinion of the immorality of my soul or mind, and to dedicate and devote the same to the supreme head of the universe, to that great and tremendous Jehovah, who created the universal frame of nature, worlds, and systems, and number infinite. To this awfully sublime being do I resign my spirit with unlimited confidence of his mercy and protection." Some say, well, who's Henry Knox? Well, Henry Knox famously referred to the cannons that he transported from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston in the winter of 1775 to 1776 as his noble train of artillery. Henry actually transported 59 artillery pieces, roughly 60 tons of cannons and mortars, 300 miles from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston to break the British siege. The reason for all this? Henry said, "We are fighting for our country, for our posterity. On the success of this campaign, the happiness or misery of millions may depend." Welcome back again, 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. I'm going to go ahead and play a couple more videos, then I'll take up those phone calls. Just highlighting right now, friends, that less than 4 million Muslims have been, well, transported from Somalia, their war-torn nation, all over the world, and you can see the fruit of what these people mean to do. Now, I'm not saying all of them, friends. There are some that are assimilating. But I am telling you, folks, they're feeding on the doctrine of devils, and what they're doing is acting upon what they believe concerning what the devil is teaching them to do, and that's to come steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. And we're seeing this in England right now, and I don't know how many times I need to blow the trumpet on this one, Ezekiel 33, verse 3. But, folks, what's happening in America is not a joke. You're seeing there's almost completely overtaken in the UK right now, according to news sources. And you need to take serious as to what's going on, because it should beg the question to every American in this country as to who's bringing these people in. And for goodness sake, to ask the most common sense question that one can possibly ask and saying, who's voting, and asking yourself the question, who's voting these people into office? There's not enough of these people that have come from Somalia, many of them treasonously and illegally, There's not enough numbers here to actually vote them into any position, friends. What's at play here? I want to tell you what's at play. The CIA's at play. They're subverting your country. They're breaking your country into regions right now. And what they're doing is they're using the sodomites on the front, and right behind the sodomites is none other, playing methodically the same game as the next political battering ram are the Muslims, who play the victim while they attack. They play the victim while they attack. They don't have the shield. They have the spear. They're attacking, friends. This is nothing new under the sun. Now, I just said something a couple minutes ago, and I want to make sure you all understand that, again, this is coming directly from their mouths, but you are called goyim, white European men and women. You're the problem concerning their global agenda. We heard from the CDC, an executive from the CDC said that the number one refusers of the vaccination are white people. And she says, we need to get rid of all of the white people. Why would she say that? Well, who's her boss? A bunch of Zionists. Who's in the hands of the Zionists? The Muslims as mercenaries. If you don't want to listen, friends, that's all you have to do is open your eyes. That's all you have to do is open your eyes and understand it. But remember, I said white men are the problem. Where did you get that from? Well, listen to this.
Our country should be more fearful of white men across our country, because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country. We should be profiling, monitoring, and creating policies to fight the radicalization of white men.
So are you listening to this, friends? This is coming from Ilhan Omar. This is the one that somehow or another is being promoted by the, not just in Minnesota, but a nationwide press defending her in her crimes against the people. Did you know that right now in the state of Minnesota, the said representatives are getting her to divulge all of her records as to how it is that she went from a net worth of $95,000 to $30 million overnight? Now, this is just another one of the frauds that she's been busted in, scandals and transgressions. She's an absolute criminal. She hates America. And yet what we're being told now is in Minnesota through Alpha News, friends, is that for some reason or another, I guess the bad guys can just vote it away, that you can't enforce the law against Ilhan Omar. Folks, we all know that she's being protected, and you got to understand that she's being protected by those that mean to destroy you, and it comes back again to the CIA.
I know everybody
I don't know where people are coming up with this outside of the movies they watch, the nonsense that they watch. What am I talking about? I'm talking about
three beautiful children.
What we're seeing.
We're born here.
Hang on a second, folks. This is just acting up like crazy lately. But going back to Ilhan Omar, it's just amazing, folks. Oversight committee asked ethics panel to probe Ilhan Omar. Where, you know, folks, all these statistics coming out of the 5th District that she has men going over and joining ISIS, which is, by the way, another creation of the CIA, just like Al-Qaeda is, friends. You people need to understand who's creating all these monsters. What do they use them for? They use them to subvert nations. How we've been going on with all of these monsters they've been creating over and over again. How many times have they reported in the paper, friends, they've killed leaders of ISIS and Al-Qaeda using the same name over and over again? I mean, Americans, you're being laughed at. But again, let's go back to Ilhan Omar. She has individuals that are joining terror groups from the 5th District. This coming from the FBI. Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd that she hasn't been, her and the others haven't been rounded up, folks, in holding them accountable for their crimes? I mean, that's a little strange to me. They're giving out the statistics, but they're not holding her responsible for her crimes. That's insane, people. Are you putting two and two together? I really hope you are. I want to show you something really quick here. And it's concerning the exact, Ilhan Omar talks about the Somalian president as being her president. Again, she's been busted and married her brother to come into America. She's constantly assailing who we are as a people. I'm serious when I say this. I'm surprised someone hasn't got at her yet. Someone's going to get at her. She's a threat to national security in every way, but for some reason or another, Americans, she just can't be held accountable for her crimes. I'm asking the question, you know, where is Tom Emmer to pull up all these threats concerning this current administration? They belong in cuffs. They're guilty as H.E. double hockey sticks. How many of them pronounced him guilty of the crime, but yet they're out there assailing the people of the state again? Americans, listen carefully. The American people have no other recourse than to defend themselves concerning what's going on. Yes, you are there. Yes, you are there. You are there, Americans. And don't blame anybody else for what you've allowed to take place through your tolerance and apathy that they're getting away with this. I have highlighted right now on the screen, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Alpha News is highlighting Minneapolis man sentenced to over 8 years in federal prison for attempting to join ISIS from guess where, friends? Her district. And don't again tell me, friends, she was voted into office. She was not voted into office. Neither was Shalita Tlaib or whatever her name is in Michigan or any others of these that are appointed. And I'm talking about said Americans that have played Judas against the American people time and time again. Don't tell me they're being voted in. Talk to the people in your state. I'm talking to people all day long. But again, friends, look at this. In this state, the said representatives can't even get her to divulge her financial records. Isn't that pretty crazy? Not even showing up to committee hearings, friends. No, we're way beyond. We're way beyond, friends, expecting the good guys to do their jobs because we've seen them over and over again drop the ball when it was time for them to stand up. I'm going to go ahead and take John from the southernmost part of America. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, John. What say you?
Hey, Bradley. Hope you're all having a blessed day. But I believe that the only threat that we have to national security has actually turned out to be our government.
That's right.
And
that's right.
The voting thing, I mean, Ilhan Omar learned everything to do by both sides that brought her up. And then as far as Chabad, I watched on November 15, 2025, when Mamdani was selected,
yep,
where he was in a meeting with Chabad Lubavitch where they were praising him. And then on top of it with England and everything that's going on there, I don't care. I care, John.
I care in the sense of giving people a forewarning as to what's coming here if they don't drop.
They're doing this by design.
Yes.
And so as far as what's going on in the city of London, state of London, Birmingham, it doesn't matter. Those people can just stay over there. You know, we're talking about Serco. We're talking about Pearson. This has been going on for most of our lives and most of our country's time. And I'm sorry, buddy, but with that note, I just wanted to know, what was the church that you were in when they said, bring it down, Brother Dean?
Oh, I was actually in North Carolina, and I was in the backwoods. We were called to do a bunch of meetings up over there in that state. And we were doing church after church after church. It was me and another guy. I was doing my own circle and my own circuit of churches, and he was doing his own. And I was in North Carolina, and I said, bring it down, Brother Dean. And I turned around. I said, you know, if I was in a black church right now, and I turned around, and I was in a black church. Yeah, that was North Carolina, John. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. If you feel like you need a shot of good old-fashioned patriotism today, get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
The second commandment in Exodus 20 tells us to beware of creating a god in our own image. A god, for example, all mercy, no justice, all love, no wrath, all grace, no judgment, all accepting, no rejecting, all heaven, no hell. Folks, this is not the God of the Bible. I speak to the Christians, food for thought. If you don't experience persecution, it may be because the world can't tell whose side you're on. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, again, I just want to tell my affiliates, if you'd like to go over to the store and check out some of the stuff we've got, I mean, there's everything over there. Great conversational starters. I got a shirt called Soldier of the Cross. It's a brand new book. And on the back, it says there's a time for all things, a time to preach and a time to pray. Yep, we've done that. But there's also a time to fight. That's where we're at. And that time has now come. And if you'd like to check those items out, please check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Okay, so let's get back over to this because I got more to share with you concerning what it is that we need to take care of before the end of the show. And this is, some people will say, well, didn't Thomas Jefferson actually write a Quran? Didn't he go through the Quran? Yeah, he went through the Quran, but let's, again, keep it in context. What you're accepting in your country, hey, folks, they barred.
Has had trouble with Islam for a long time.
Yeah.
The first Quran ever published in America was 1805 under President Thomas Jefferson. Now, why did we print a Quran in America? Because we had just finished a long war with these guys. Yeah. And people say, what do these guys believe?
Barbary pirates.
Exactly. Yeah. And we'll read their Quran.
Yeah.
And you'll see that this is not a religion of peace. This is a religion of conquering.
Yeah.
It's not a religion of equality. I love the way that President Eisenhower said this back in his day after World War II. He said, the Bill of Rights does not give you a guarantee to destroy the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
And so freedom of religion does not mean you can invite a religion in that wants to wipe out your culture, wipe out your constitution. Because
yeah.
we've already seen what happens in places like Minneapolis, St. Paul, or Dearborn, Michigan, other places. And that's not freedom of religion.
Right.
The citizens up there have lost control of so much because of that. And they're trying to do that state by state. And now states are starting to put their foot down. You know, it's
so, friends, what our forefathers, namely our presidents, barred, you're accepting. I wanted to make another point here. Let's change topics just a little bit. I want to, again, when I'm asking this question, I'm dead serious. And before I get to that, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Where are people getting off that Melania Trump is somehow this classy, godly woman? I don't, you know, there's people that are out there that are awake, friends, asking the same question that everybody else is asking, that's paying attention. You know how Donald met Melania, right? Through Epstein. And people are asking, you know, we want to see the full Epstein list because it's not just Donald that it's going to hurt, whose name appeared over 16,000 times, well, with less than 1% of it being released. No joke. Melania's all over it too, people. I wish people would wake up and all these said fallen stars you call movie stars and these rock stars that we call fallen stars and the list goes on and these corrupt politicians, they're all in there too. It's not just these billionaires, friends, that have been busted and exposed in the files. Absolutely not. The likes of a Spielberg, the likes of a Tom Hanks, the likes of a Denzel Washington. All these names appeared, friends. In the P. Diddy case, from eyewitnesses that seen them all there. And again, what do the people do? They go back to sleep. For example, Denzel Washington, what does he do when his name comes out on the P. Diddy files? What happens when eyewitnesses start calling him out, saying, yep, we seen him there? What does he do? He goes and he buys a campaign to play the godly man, and then somehow he gets mysterious. It's bought and paid for. He pays for his own ordainment. In the sight of the American people, and the American people buy that he's a godly man. I mean, he's about one of the most immoral guys, and it's amazing to me that people somehow or another look to these fallen stars, regardless if they're in the movies, the music industry, and sports or politics, as if to suggest that they're important people and we all need to listen to them because, again, somehow or another, they're our guiding stars. That's your problem. That is your problem right there. They do the opposite, just like politicians do. Here, let me show you, going back to Michael. And I said Michael because Michael called Michael out for being a man. And we played the video several times where there was no debate as to what he was saying, calling himself a transgendered man. And I'm talking about Barack Obama, who's from Kenya, who admitted it after his criminal tenure. Nobody wanted to talk about that until the damage was done, neither, right? Only to hear from his own mouth that he is from Kenya. It's the same thing with Michael. Nobody wanted to talk about him being a man, yet it was Barack Obama calling him a man, what, three times publicly? And yet nobody wanted to ask the question? And then Joan Rivers comes out and says everybody knows it, and then 2 weeks later she's dead? I mean, gosh, people. No wonder we're in the position that we're in today. You know, this 4th of July, by the way, is going to be the 250th anniversary of who we are. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. Did you know that? And only the Lord can preserve that. My wife told me that, and I said, you know, it's amazing. We're still here. For what the people in this country tolerate, it's amazing that we're still here. It honestly is. And some will say, well, that's the Lord giving us the benefit of the doubt. Oh, no, it's not. He's given his elect the benefit of the doubt to continue and finish out their full tenure on this earth so they get the job done before judgment falls. And it may just happen before then. We'll see what happens. But let me go back to Michael, and let me go back to how you got this in your minds, I have no idea. This classy woman named Melania Trump. Folks, you're sadly deceived. I want to go ahead and play this thing. I'm going to pull it up again. Listen to this carefully. First, Michael, listen carefully.
I were raised with so many of the same values. Like,
this is Michael.
You work hard for what you want in life. That your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're going to do.
My parents impressed on me the values that you work hard for what you want in life.
Verbatim.
That your word is your bond.
Verbatim, saying the exact same words.
That you treat people with dignity and respect,
there's
even
Michael.
If you don't know them, and even if you don't agree with them.
That you treat people with respect.
Melania,
they taught
same
and
exact
me
words.
Values and morals in their daily life. That is a lesson that I continue to pass along to our son. And we need to pass those lessons on to the many generations to follow.
No, Michael.
And Barack and I set out to build lives guided by these values and to pass them on to the next generation because we want our children and all children in this nation
not their children.
To know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard.
Now,
for
Melania.
Them.
Because.
Listen carefully.
Because we want our children in this nation to know that the only limit to your achievements is the strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them.
Okay, they were saying the exact same words, the exact same script. Huh. Wow. I think silence speaks volumes sometimes, doesn't it, people? How many people in this country have played the fool to these fools that are laughing at them? And you are being laughed at. They're a bunch of bad actors in the circus of politics. You have Michael Obama and you have Melania Trump saying the exact same thing, exact same verbatim, word for word, just a couple years apart. Politicians get busted doing that all day long. But again, because of the short-lived memories of the American people, that's how they can do what they do. I wanted to highlight this, changing topics. Mother 49 and her 12-year-old daughter, both diagnosed with cancer just months apart. Folks, they're doing it again. Are you seeing, are you paying attention to the people that are bragging about getting their shots again? All these paid media influencers. Oh, these paid media influencers need to pay attention that a lot of the paid media influencers that were influencing by being paid to do so, regardless if it was true or not, that were bragging about their shots. Maybe the present day useful idiots need to pay attention to those useful idiots that aren't here anymore. Because those that you're working for realize that you're expendable, and they also realize you can't be trusted. And why can't you be trusted? Because you would sell your own mother for 30 pieces of silver. To sit out there and go and advocate what everybody knows is poison and it's a death jab, isn't that amazing? And yet, here we're here just 4 years later, 5 years later, and they're doing it again. And I told you they were going to do it again. And I told you they were going to do it again, and I told you they were going to do it again. And this is what happens when a nation does not bring judgment upon the heads of the guilty. 21:7 of Proverbs. Listen to this really quick. Important that you do.
The courts full miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots. over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
10 times. That's 10 times the rate, and obviously that...
83,000 per year to, I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this. And Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. Submit.
So, America, still no justice. I want to say it again. Knowing all of that from 5 years ago, nobody's been brought to justice, and now they're doing it again. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death."
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean of the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Speaking of treason, remember yesterday I had highlighted a video audio, and it was the ones that were exempted from the mRNA shot. Well, there just happened to be 8 million Chinese nationalists. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, American, but if you go to the Navy Recruitment Center in San Diego, did you know that there's nobody there that can speak English? They're all Chinese. So I think we're getting our eyes off the ball here, because listen, what's going to happen sooner or later, America is going to be hit by Russia and they're going to be hit by China, because they're all calling for a new world order. You're the problem that impedes the way. Ask George Soros. George Soros, that all these politicians that continuously condemn but never actually deal with him or bring justice to him, because they take his money. Yeah, I just want to make clear again, we're not like talking about a different country. But here I have in front of us right here, Elaine Wang, Democrat mayor, that's what it says, of Arcadia, California, has pleaded guilty to acting as a foreign agent on behalf of China here in America. So, folks, again, these individuals that are in office attacking your way of government and your system of government and your Christian constitutional heritage, which is humorous when I hear that, because the seed of the righteous is forever. And as George Whitefield rightly stated, and he's absolutely 100% true, he said all politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction. I'm talking about genuine Christianity. I'm talking about those that are found in Christ, not merely profess to be Christians. And do you mind if I just take a moment there and just get something straight? Because I really get tired of people constantly talking about the hypocrisy of Christianity. I want to tell you something. Just let me slow down, because this one bothers me more than anything else. When people like actors, they'll come out and they'll say, I just don't understand it. I mean, why are all these Christians supporting Donald Trump just because he calls himself a Christian? Look at the destruction. Look at the pedophilia. Look at the crimes that he's guilty for and of, and yet they keep promoting him and supporting him. Let me say this. You know, here, number one, for all those that think that way, read your Bible. It's your job to right the wrongs. You have the same Bible that they have. So why don't you be a faithful brother or sister and rebuke them? But the problem is, those that are saying Christians are being hypocrites, I want to make clear that you understand that nobody has rebuked the Christian hypocrites more than Christ himself by drawing the line and making distinction between what Christianity is and what Christianity is not. They're not Christians. Do you understand? So for those of you blaming hypocrites, pretenders in the church by labeling them Christians, remember, nobody rebuked them more than Christ himself did. Read your Bible, people. They're not Christians. I hear it all day long. Or I hear people say, well, you know, the atheists say the number one reason that they're atheists is because Christians, because of the Christians and their hypocrisies. How's that going to fare with you on Judgment Day, goof? You got a Bible? I mean, folks, I think of this all the time when my wife said something to me today. And I started saying the way I thought about it because I examined myself right away. And she said, well, I wasn't talking about you. I said, I know you weren't talking about me, but I took it to myself because I wanted to examine myself to see whether I be in the faith or not, because I don't want to be a part of the lot that people are confused by in any sense of the word. So again, let's get this straight. 1 John 2:4 says, he that saith I know him, but doesn't keep his commandments, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. He can call himself a Christian. He can profess to be a Christian. Jesus says they're not Christians. They're pretenders. They're hypocrites. Look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. How much time Jesus spent rebuking those people that claim to be the children of God that were not at all. And don't sit there and tell me, who are you to judge? Let me say this real quick. I'm using the judge's word, number one, but I am using righteous judgment in John 7:24. So again, before you dig in too deep, make sure that you pull your spiritual sword up, not your wooden sword, before it gets chopped in half with half of the knowledge of what you should have in its fullness. The bottom line is we are, as Christians, to make distinction between what is right and what is wrong. Ezekiel 44:23, just like the Lord's example that he gave over unto us over and over and over again. I think of Matthew 25, and what does it talk about? Making distinction between the sheeps and the goats. The sheeps and the goats. Remember, by the way, in ending this point in Matthew 10:34, he said, think not that I come to bring peace. He said, I come not to bring peace. I come to bring a sword to divide from the evil and the righteous. That's what truth does. Truth divides people, and it gets rid of the compromise and those that, again, claim to be clearly what they're not, especially in this particular case. Now, I want to go back to something, because we're talking about how what I'm highlighting today is a reflection of the American people. It absolutely is, and we're not going to get away from it. And in saying that, you know, I was just talking about politicians and actors and musicians, how the American people have taken on that somehow or another they're people of importance, like they're our guiding star. Have you taken the time, friends, to listen to those people like the Denzel Washingtons or the Chris Pratts that claim to be clearly what they are not? They act like the world cannot wait to hear the next drop of wisdom that they're going to give all the rest of us. And there are some people that read, you know, the National Inquiry Minds, they got to know. You know, those are worldlings, right? But those are the sort of people that are waiting to hear what they have to say. But I do want to say this. If you're confused, why don't you pay attention to who you're listening to? Because that's probably where your confusion is coming from. Because the only confusion I ever have is when I depart from the Word of God. And by the grace of God, far be it from me. Folks, did you see this? I don't even know how to say her name. Charlize Theron to Sade. Celebrity parents are loudly supporting their trans and non-binary kids. I mean, folks, this is one of the sickest things I've ever seen in all my life. Friends, do you realize that it's coming out of America, namely the West Coast? Guess who owns all the studios? Guess who runs Hollywood? The Zionist. I wish people would catch on to what I'm telling them when it comes to the Zionists. They just got done having their gay pride parade worldwide. 97% of all gay porn comes out of modern day Israel, and they want you to believe that they're God's chosen. Oh, they are the God of this world. Okay, not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He condemns what they're advocating for. And they're hiding behind a political mask of playing the children of God, just like the Pharisees did. People, you need to understand, these people are saying, crucify him, crucify her. We have no king but the one that we serve, and he's from the underground. We're of the synagogue of Satan. They may as well just say it. Look at these actors and actresses, friends. They're children, they're boys, but they portray themselves as girls. Hollywood is, folks, the slew that is being poured out on the world, and yes, we are responsible for it. They have children that want to decide their own gender. Sorry, Genesis 5:3, the Lord already did that. If you want to know why you're confused, friends, look what you're listening to. These are celebrities that have children that are picking their own genders. I mean, it's just the grossest thing. The sickest thing you will ever see. These are the ones that are bought and paid for to try to normalize the confusion. That's what they're there for. And how many of them declare that they're Christians? I have a picture up in front of me right now, Jamie Lee Curtis and Christopher Guest. It's her son. She said that nobody can tell the difference between her. She calls her a daughter, but he's a boy. Nobody can make distinction between if she is a girl compared to my other girl or a boy. You know, the confusion is on and in Jamie. See, this is the fruit. This is how they've been trained up. This is the way that the ways that they're going into. Some of these kids turn on their parents because they're so angry that their parents didn't drive the line concerning the gender that they were born with, that the Lord gave them. We got Naomi Watts doing the same thing. We got Rosie O'Donnell who says she's a woman, but she acts like a boy. Read Romans 1:26, folks. You are allowing these devils, and that's exactly what they are, friends. You are allowing them to attempt to normalize. And isn't it interesting, as I said earlier, I want to reiterate this point before we're done. Isn't it interesting how the media and the mainstream media always puts the microphone up to their mouth concerning moral issues of the day? And yet look at the lives they live. How many times have they been married? I have Jennifer Lopez in front of me right now. How many times has she been married? In spite of what the Word of God says. Eddie Murphy. Oh, I mean, folks, the list goes on. So if you want to know why you're confused, look what you're listening to. Yeah, it really is that sick. It's an abomination. And what's interesting is our laws condemn what they're advocating for. Folks, again, you're the law. If you don't want to be the law, this is going on. Your country is going to become the hell that it deserves for departing from the living God. Psalm 9:16 and 17. Love you by what we do.